if you've got a dilemma or if you've got a question about something that's going on in your life and you want to post about it in a group like North Shore Mums, you will get a lot of different opinions. And it's not just your mum saying, do this, this is what I did.
Welcome back to This Little Life, an impromptu and lively discussion diving into the big and little issues of parenting and beyond. Well, like, follow, share, comment. Love it or hate it, social media is a constant presence in our lives. In fact, close to 90% of mums are active on social media each and every day. So whether it's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, millennial mums live online. So is that such a bad thing or can it be a force for good? Well, Rachel Chappell thinks so. She is the founder and publisher of North Shore Mums, an online mums group with over 40,000 members. And she joins us today to answer the question, is social media a help or hindrance for mothers of today? So welcome, Rachel. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
So you're the founder and publisher of North Shore Mums, one of Australia's biggest online forums for mothers. So I'd love to know, before we start out, how does a mum manage all of this in building a massive forum and platform for all other mothers while being a mother?
Well, I guess it was something that grew slowly, but then quickly. So North Shore Mums basically started because I needed to connect with other local mums. And there was nothing in 2012 on the North Shore where you could connect with other mums online. There was no Facebook groups. There wasn't any forums specifically for mums. So when we moved to the North Shore from the Northern Beaches, I was like, well, maybe I should just create one. So it was literally, I just wanted to meet other people. I wanted to connect with other mums and get their tips and advice and recommendations. So in the early days, I was posting all the time and asking friends of friends to add friends, and it did grow very, very organically. So back to your question about how do I manage it, it's kind of like it's grown out of something very small and it's grown over time. And as it has grown over the last 11 years, I've added a website and I've got staff and all of those kind of things. So it is a juggle. 100% it's a juggle. And I've got a great team of moderators who help with the Facebook group as well, who have been with me for many, many years. So everyone understands that, everyone understands the dramas and the challenges and how we can best manage that online community.
I can imagine, because if there's one topic that can really sort of, split people and divide people is, how we parent, which it's a topic we've covered at length here. Even in the context of breastfeeding and bottle feeding and formula feeding, it's one of those ones that can really, it's really binary in many cases. And, I find it, we've talked about this before, it's interesting how mums can be so sharp at other mothers, yet we're going through all the same thing. So, yeah, it's a fabulous thing you've done, because I also was part of this when I had Olive at 2011. So in 2013, when I had Fred, I was actively part of your burgeoning business. So I'm proud to say, and I'm from one business owner to the next. I suppose from a business perspective, what was the best and perhaps the hardest thing you've had to overcome starting your business?
I think, in terms of our Facebook group, managing people can be tricky, particularly strong-willed or rude people. I've had to develop quite a thick skin, because sometimes we have to make decisions that will benefit the whole group. And, our goal is to ensure that North Shore Mums is a positive and supportive place for mums to connect. And, if you do need to get rid of someone from the group because they are not behaving in a nice way or being rude, there can be backlash from that particular person. Over time, we've learnt actually not to engage as minimally as possible with those kind of people. So, in the early days, we're like, I'm really sorry, you're being a bit rude and we're going to get rid of you. And then they'd come firing back at you. And it's like, now
tired, overrun mums.
It's been horrible. But to be honest, in the last few years, we haven't had that level of problems because the way Facebook has evolved and managing Facebook groups has evolved over the last few years, it's so much easier for moderators to, you know, approve posts before they're even published. So anything that's potentially, you know, controversial or is going to blow up, because we know the kind of things that are going to blow up, we can deal with them. We can either decide not to post them because it's just not suitable, or we will just closely monitor those particular posts. The other thing as well is people can report posts. So if things are going south and there's a lot of different opinions and that aren't expressed in a kind way, they'll quickly get reported to the moderating team. So we can deal with things very, very quickly. So definitely Facebook has evolved and changed to make the job of moderators a lot easier.
And I suppose there's two schools of thought, isn't there, around mum forums? Because like I said, I got involved early on. I wasn't active on it, whereas my twin sister was active in all her mother's forums. She lives in Victoria. But, you know, she was actively involved in contributing and listening and watching every day. I never really had the time for it. But, you know, what do you think, you know, do you still think that forums and this particular, you know, meeting place, if you like, is still important for mums today?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, the engagement in our particular group has not changed at all. It just gets more and more every year. But I mean, what you say about you never going into these Facebook groups, you're in the majority there. Most of the people, like in surveys that we've done, at least probably 80% of people say they just go to the groups, they don't engage, they might like a post, they very rarely ask questions, they very rarely comment, but they like reading it because it's interesting and it's relatable. So you've got this 20% of the people that are the engagers and are the ones that are the posting the questions and replying. But obviously they seem like the majority, but most people are just sitting back and reading the comments. So I think, no matter which way you choose to engage in these groups, if it benefits you, then fantastic.
I admire that 20%. Like, where do they have the time?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people do have their areas that they're really passionate about as well. So, you know, like whether that's home renovating or their child that has ADHD and their recommendations. Like, it's really great to see that people that have a special interest or can help people are willing to do so because, yeah, it is. It's very time consuming and sometimes you've got to, you know, say the same message over and over again to help it get through.
And do you see a difference between the conversations that mums are having now versus the conversations, let's say, you know, I was probably watching when I, you know, first sort of joined back in 2013. You know, has the parenting discussion changed or is it still the same sort of issues that, you know, mums are discussing and debating?
Oh, I think it's the same kind of things. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same things, obviously, that you know we're going through, whether that's, you know, in the early stages of breastfeeding struggles or I mean the only way it's evolved really is that our audience has changed a lot. So as you would have, you know, you joined early in 2013 when you had a baby, a lot of those, you know, we've all got kids in year six or starting high school now, so we've got a lot of older parents or parents with older children now, whereas in the early days it was purely babies and toddlers,
right?
Because everyone was joining in those early days, and we're still getting them. Of course, everyone that, you know, has just had a baby is being told by their mummy friends, "You got to join North Shore Mums." So we, you know, all the new mums are coming through. So I guess the main way it's changed is it is more diverse. So, you know, it's talking about all different parenting stages.
And I'm fascinated because we always have this debate here in Little Oak around where mums are, you know, going for information, and Facebook sort of seems, you know, to have fallen off in favor, you know, amongst the younger kind of generation, like my children, for example, don't even know what Facebook is now. It's like, oh my gosh, that's also a telephone over there. You punch the numbers in and it will ring somebody. Yeah. And no, it doesn't play YouTube. But, you know, do you find that Facebook is still, you know, that forum that mums are coming to, or are you sort of expanding in terms of into other kind of, you know, the Instagrams and the TikToks?
We have not got into the world of TikTok.
Oh, I'm surprised. I've been practicing my dancing.
Yeah. I think it's just too horrifying for my children. I've got an account. I have not posted on it yet. My daughters, well, 13 and 11, they are on TikTok. Yes, judge me. But, I think they just are like, Mum, you can't do it. Like, and also, like, I just feel a bit cringy about doing those kind of, you know, for me, I think, like, I like my personal life to be my personal life. So I've not quite got my head around doing TikToks that don't involve me or my kids. And they're just, because they're a little bit older now as well, 8, 11 and 13, they don't want to be in videos for North Shore Mums or even photos for North Shore Mums. So if we're out and about, I very rarely take photos of their faces. It might be the backs of their heads or, you know, they're just, it's just too embarrassing because if their friends see it, it's mortifying. So that kind of made me step back and not do as much of my personal life. I mean, there's a bit. I do a little bit, but, yeah, I have to be – I'm always very conscious about what I post.
It's funny, isn't it, because even with my two, Olive and Freddie, when we first had little Oak and we were doing the first photo shoots, they're like, yes, we so want to be involved. And now it's like, no, that's too embarrassing, Mum.
Yeah, I'm like, exactly.
Oh, heartbreaking.
I know. They're not giving consent anymore in the early days.
And nor can I force it on them either.
They didn't really know, did they? So, yeah, that's another topic altogether, really.
I know. But, you know, it is one that we are going to explore because we have got another guest coming on the show to talk about children and digital media and parenting and that digital world. I mean, today, obviously, we're focusing more on mums in the digital world, which, you know, mums are on general or on average, they say, on about 3.4 different social media accounts and spending sort of 8 to 9 hours combined in a day, possibly, on social media. You know, how does that – do you see that sort of increase in engagement in social media? I mean, with the – you know, we talk about millennial mums, but do you see that kind of increase? Because where do these mums find the time? And then I suppose my next question is, what is the impact on kind of your parenting and time with children and things, and is that a good thing or not?
Well, I think it's something that everyone struggles with, is managing, you know, it's kind of comes down to that, you know, don't want to use the word addiction, but we've all got our phones in our pockets on us all the time, and learning to manage that is something that I think many of us struggle with, myself included. Particularly, you know, the fact that it is always there. We're always getting alerts. We're always getting notifications on our phone, bringing us back into it. They're designed that way specifically to make them addictive and to make you want to check your notifications and see what you've missed out on. A lot of it revolves around that FOMO, fear of missing out. And if I don't check, you know, so it's, I don't think any of us want to be on the platforms as much as we are necessarily. No. I mean, it is enjoyable and it's escapism and it's informative, but it's also trying to find the balance between that and actually being present in the moment with your kids.
Yeah. Like I even find myself, you know, even now, I mean, I suppose where I get my 8 to 9 hours of social media consumption is my, you know, filling in my in hours of insomnia. So I know that as I go to bed, you know, if the kids are in the bed, I'm sitting there like reading the papers. And then if I can't get the papers to send me to sleep, I'll look on Instagram, which I then find sort of nods me off to sleep. I'm not sure but why, but anyway, it does. But maybe that's where I find the time because I don't actively remember sort of spending as much time as what we see in the stats. But, you know, do you see that as a, you know, do you see that as a overall, you know, I suppose it's the multi-million dollar question, isn't it? I mean, is that time on social media or in the parent forums, you know, they're very helpful and educational forums that you do, overall a help or a hindrance in terms of parenting?
Oh, I mean, I do absolutely think it's a help because it's particularly with Facebook groups as a way of instantly connecting with other mums at similar stages with you. So, you know, I think it does, it connects us more digitally, I don't know what impact that is having on people's relationships in the real world, because maybe they're not picking up the phone or, you know, chatting to their friends about it as much. But if they can get the answers that they need immediately from other people that you would deem as trustworthy, so whether that's in, you know, a Facebook group, I think the beautiful thing is you are in those, if you've got a dilemma or if you've got a question about something that's going on in your life and you want to post about it in a group like North Shore Mums, you will get a lot of different opinions. And it's not just your mum saying, do this, this is what I did. Like, you can actually, you know, see a lot of different perspectives, and hopefully that those perspectives are, you know, conveyed in a friendly way and not, this is, you know, you're an idiot or why are you doing it that way, which sometimes people can not be very tactful. But I think to get lots of different opinions can help you see different perspectives that maybe you wouldn't have got from your family or friends.
Because it is an interesting thing, because I know that when we first started Eloke, it was that kind of, we did a piece of research on trusted source of information and what channels mums were seeking out their information. It was that kind of turning point where, you know, back when I was, you know, when we were having children, if you like, you know, you went to your GP or you went to your paediatrician and they told you what was, you know, whatever they told you was gospel, and you went off and promptly followed whatever their advice was. Whereas I find, you know, from our research, plus, you know, with mums now that we see engaging or, you know, directly communicating with the team at Eloke, it's more that they find more comfort in getting advice from, you know, these forums, which technically are complete strangers or mothers that are right over in the US or Canada or anywhere else around the world, and taking that advice and acting on it versus, you know, what their doctors are saying. So the decision-making process has changed. They go public, if you like. They go out to the kind of, you know, the general sort of sphere and get advice. And then if there's a little bit they're not sure of, then sometimes they go and double-check it with a healthcare professional. But do you see that change in that kind of trusted source of information among, you know, the more modern mum?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think people, you know, we see a lot of posts, what rash is this, or my child has done this. And what I find is that they, like, there's a lot of debate about those medical kind of posts, but what I find is that they do self-moderate very, very quickly. So, for example, sometimes a new mum might post, you know, something about their child, the temperature's such and such, and they've got this symptom, and everyone is saying, take your child to A&E now. Like, and maybe if they hadn't have had done that post or had the confidence, they thought, oh, I'll just go in the morning, or we'll see how we go through the night. So even though, you know, people go, oh, what a silly mum, she doesn't know what she's, you know, people might be thinking that. But overall, everyone will be going, you've got to take your child now. This is serious. So I would never say no medical posts for that reason, because I do find that people will help steer people in the right direction. And usually that is in the direction of a medical professional. But it's sometimes you just don't know. Like, you just don't know how serious it could be or who would be the best kind of doctor to see your child. So, yeah, I think it's beneficial as long as people don't take it as the only source of information. Like, it's, you know, you treat it like you would getting advice from a friend, but ultimately you should be going to see a professional. But, yeah, you know, it does steer you in the right direction.
And I think that's kind of the thing, perhaps why I wasn't actively involved, you know, because I always found when I was having the kids, there was so much information coming at you anyway, and everyone had an opinion anyway, just in my small sphere, which in and of itself was enough to overwhelm me. So I do wonder if, you know, if people are more kind of, you know, capable these days of taking in this vast amounts of information, which, you know, I even see with kids now, you know, they take in so much information because they're constantly scrolling, whether they're taking in or not. But I wonder if, you know, I call modern mums, millennial mums, are more, you know, more kind of capable of taking in all of those opinions and, you know, sort of,
it's overwhelming.
I know. I even get overwhelmed talking about it with you right now.
Exactly.
What should I do?
But I mean, I think, yeah, our minds are constantly, you know, bombarded with information all the time. And ultimately, you've got to trust your gut instinct. You know, I think you've got to kind of, you know, take what what you can from the information you get. But at the end of the day, you've got to still, you know, follow what you think is right for you or your child.
Yeah. And we talked about at the beginning as well, Rach, about the fact that you are the mum of tweens, like I am as well. And we were talking about TikTok and YouTube and this massive rise in their consumption and their time spent on digital media. You know, given, you know, your kind of, you live and breathe this digital space, you know, what is your kind of view on parenting children? So taking away the mother piece for a minute, but, you know, looking after children in this digital space. I mean, what are you seeing as the piece that's useful? What's the pieces that other parents should watch out for in terms of kids online? And, you know, what's your advice in terms of what you're telling your kids about, you know, being careful and safe in the digital world?
Yeah, we, as well as running North Shore Mums, I also do a podcast as well called The Parenting Couch. And we interviewed Dr. Christy Goodwin about this very topic a few months ago. And I kind of like love her whole philosophy. And she's all about technology is here, like hiding it from your kids, not allowing it is not actually the way to go, even though we might want to delay giving it to them as much as possible. You know, if you can delay giving your child an iPad till later in life, that's probably one of my biggest regrets. I wish I had held off and been stronger. But I think ultimately by the time they're sort of, you know, late primary school, high school, the technology's there and it is the way of the world, but kids do need to know how to learn how to use that safely and without getting addicted. So, yeah, it's just, you know, using whatever you can in your toolkit in terms of, you know, screen time, you know, rules around screen time or where you can use it or what time it gets turned off at night, and having the rules quite clear about what you're happy with. But, yeah, I mean, it's there. My kids are learning, we're learning as well, because it does change as well. And I think that's what's really tricky. It's constantly evolving. There might be a new app that came out, like, you know, ChatGPT came out the other day, or, you know, a couple of months ago. And it's just the speed at which it changes is quite terrifying. So, you know, as parents, we can do what we can do. I would love to see more education for kids at school around this, getting more professionals in and actually teaching kids directly about dangers and stuff. And we can do that as well. But I do think there needs to be more education in schools to help kids. You know, schools, I think it's up to them if they want to get guest speakers in about that kind of stuff. But I feel like they're probably should be a bit more of a formal education for all kids, because it is the way of the world. And, you know, we can tell them stories and things that have happened from other people, but it's, if it comes from a teacher or a professional that works in the area, it's a lot more impactful.
Yeah, they seem to have a little more authority. Like my parents, teachers are, your children are so well behaved. I'm like, when? Yeah. Oh, when you're in the room, not when I'm in the room. Because it's interesting, isn't it? Because I suppose, you know, when you look at, you know, they say 20 minutes of, you know, screen time, and then you should be pulling your child off so they can, you know, give their brain that time to reoxygenate itself or whatever it's supposed to do and what have you, which, you know, I'm very conscious that it's the start of school holidays here. I think my children have been on their iPad since 7:30 this morning. It's now probably 11:30. I know they just went for a run down to the park, so I can somewhat tick a box today.
Yes, the green time and the green time.
Oh, is that one? Okay, good. Green time, yeah. Screen time. I like
green
that.
Green time.
So presumably, though, I mean, little people are, you know, a version of big people. I mean, as adults and parents, I mean, we probably don't get the luxury of just sitting on a couch in school holidays and looking at screens for, you know, 4 hours. But, you know, is that 20-minute kind of gap the same that, you know, as parents and adults that we should be adhering to?
Well, I think it's all about, it's the role modelling, isn't it? So what we do, you know, if we can show that we can put it down, put the phone away, put the iPad away, then that's showing that, you know, that's not exactly the desired behavior to be on your screen all the time. I mean, I think some of us do have our phones in the hand the whole time.
So terrible. And the
you
worst.
Know, and then we're telling our kids to get off, and then if we're not doing it, it doesn't really. But you're on
not
it,
really,
Mum.
Not really role modelling, are we?
No, no. And yeah, and it's tricky as well. Like, I mean, I think, you know, I think what I find challenging as well is I work from home. I run my business from home. It's, you know, at any time you're kind of on call, so you sort of. Something might happen and you might need to be able to react to something quite quickly, or so it's very tricky to put boundaries in place for yourself, and then, you know, the kids are like, but you don't have the boundaries in place. So
all right, well, there's one set of rules for me tricky. And very much another set for you, just so we're very clear.
Yes, exactly. But this is work.
This is work, exactly. This is work. I know.
Exactly. And it is. Like.
This is why children say to me, why do you always bring your laptop on holidays, Mummy? I'm like, because this might be a holiday for you, but it's not for Mummy. But anyway, so you've got 40,000 members on North Shore Mums now, Rach. What does the future look like for you and the platform, and you know, we've got to... What comes next for you and the business? Next?
Well, that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, in terms of in terms of North Shore Mums, I mean, a big component of North Shore Mums, a lot of people are familiar with the Facebook group, but our website's been going for 10 years as well, and that gets around 100,000 visitors every single month. So it's very well resourced in terms of, you know, our focus is on content and producing the kind of content that people want. So whether that's, you know, what things to do these school holidays, from, you know, where's a good playground that's got a cafe next door, all those questions that parents have, we are endeavouring to have articles on the website about that. Most of our traffic actually comes from search, so Google. It's funny because people sort of go, oh, what would happen if Facebook went away? And interestingly, only 15% of the traffic to the website actually comes from Facebook. Okay. Most of it comes from Google. So our Facebook community is huge, but in terms of the website, it's just, you know, it's not like the website can exist by itself. We're actually in the works at the moment doing a big website upgrade. The website we've had at the moment has been in place for about 4 years. So it's time to, you know, things change a lot in the online space. So I've got a great North Shore mum who's been working for me for many years. So she's like, come on, we've got to do another upgrade. I'm like, okay. So that's next. So there will be a new website coming in the next few months. And I've also, as I mentioned before, got a podcast as well. So we release new episodes every fortnight, and I'm doing that with another North Shore mum as well. So
fantastic.
I'm loving doing that. That was on my bucket list for a while, to host a podcast.
Well,
so
there you go.
It's fun. It's fun.
Well, do you know, I'm really keen to one day to do a North Shore Mums Little Oak actual real event. So get everybody in a, you know, go and have a big long lunch or something with all the mums,
yeah.
And or a big cooking class or something. I want to do. We've got to get everybody out of the digital world and into the real world for a bit of a get together.
Yeah.
So we'll put that on the bucket list too.
Exactly. Add that to the bucket list.
Not that it's huge or anything already. And so, Rach, tell me, as we sort of finish up today, thank you for your time. But for any of our listeners today, you know, where would you like them to go visit? The Facebook page, the website? Where can they get more information about North Shore Mums?
Well, the website is northshoremums.com.au. As I said, it's absolutely jam-packed full of information, everything that mums might want to know about if you live on Sydney's North Shore. So things to do with your kids, there's a directory of lots of local suppliers, there's a huge What's On section with local events. And if you want to engage in our Facebook group, you're welcome to join. Just head to Facebook and search North Shore Mums. It'll come up. We're the one with almost 40,000 members. We're on Instagram too. We're not on TikTok.
I was gonna say, when you're on TikTok,
I should be on TikTok. I feel like I should.
If you do it, I'll do it. If you do it, I'll do it.
But yeah, exactly. So maybe that's next, but I don't know. I still need to get my head around TikTok, I think.
Practice your dances in the mirror in the morning. No, I'm only kidding. Apparently, exactly. It's not about dances anymore. So I don't know. I can't keep up either. But Rach, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to circling back, because we have, like I said, another expert coming on around digital parenting, you know, kids in the digital world. So looking forward to that conversation as well. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. And for anyone looking for some great parenting advice, head to the NorthShoreMums.com.au website. And to listen to this podcast, of course, you can listen to it on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And if you need any further information from us at Little Oak, head to littleoak.com.au.